Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
How will Obama save his presidency and continue to not get his government takeover of health care, which funds the big banks, through? To get his UN Law of the Sea Treaty through? To get all of these different programs through? Well, many of his advisors are saying that they need a big terror attack to get that job done. So the Google search term for today, we haven't done this in a week, it needs to go to number one. Three words you search together, save his presidency. And then we have another term, if you want to, we've had number one, number two, and number three before when we've done this. Let's see if we can be successful. Obama terror attack. Search the term Obama terror attack as three words. That's the second search. Obama terror attack is one, but the main search term is save his presidency. And if you type save his presidency into Google News or Google Web, it's already Paul Joseph Watson's article. So when it goes to number one, the first link everybody's going to click on will be save his presidency, and they'll learn about false flag terror. This is so important. I'm telling you, it's one of the only cards they've got to play, is staging a terror attack. And we've got an article with the Pentagon, his advisors, Democrats, Republicans, saying we need terror attacks so the people will love us, so they will see our leadership as strong and as good. Now, I got a host of issues I'm going to be speaking with former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson and for the balance of the hour, but I'm also going to bring up some other issues for him. And here's Politico. Ex-governor emerges as next Ron Paul, kind of the young Ron Paul. And he's really getting out there promoting himself. Is he getting ready for a presidential run? Could he be vice president with Ron Paul? I don't know. People have been putting a lot of names out there. You know Ron Paul's going to run. Would he go for VP? Would he? I mean, he's very popular, Gary Johnson. And so, and by the way, we got contacted by his folks about having him on. That means he's really wanting to get out there. And so I like him. I like a lot of his policies. He's a real libertarian. I wouldn't say on his voting record he's as good as Ron Paul. Ron Paul's almost perfect or perfect. But I hate to say perfect, but he pretty much is with a voting record. So we'll be talking to Gary Johnson coming up here in just a few minutes after this quick break. And we'll get into just a host of issues with him on the other side of this break. Before we go any further, the folks at Gusset Clothing have been deluged with phone calls and emails because they only did this special on my show. And it wasn't on their main page. You had to go to the banners at Infowars.com to get free shipping when you buy two pairs of their great Made in America jeans and a free T-shirt of your choice. A free T-shirt and free shipping. I mean, that is a huge discount. It's a great deal. And it's Made in America. Did I mention that? With a Don't Tread on Me shirt, Diamond Gusset with motorcycle on the front, Defender, Don't Tread on Me. So for everybody that's been trying to get to the special, they've created a special page. It's gusset.com/Alex, G-U-S-S-E-T, gusset.com/Alex. And that's how you get over there to get the free T-shirt and shipping when you buy two pairs of their great jeans. Check it out today. It's just wonderful Made in America products. Lastly here, I want to tell you about Safe Castle. I'm proud to welcome this great sponsor, a well-known company in the preparedness field, Safe Castle. You can check them out at prepared.pro. That's PrePared.pro. Prepared.pro. You can also get to their store from prisonplanet.com banner, where you can see their ad on the right side of the page. These folks have been in the readiness, preparedness business for almost 10 years. They're fond of saying that they're in the business of selling steel-plated peace of mind. They sell everything you need and more to be ready for what's coming down the pike. Survival gear, supplies, and even steel-plated underground shelters and safe rooms. Tell them I sent you again. That's www.prepared.pro. P-R-E-P-A-R-E-D, pro. Prepared.pro for professional crisis preparedness assistance. All right, former New Mexico governor coming up.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he's always been active, but I've been seeing a lot of him in newspapers and on television. He's been traveling all over the United States. It's safe to say that former New Mexico Governor Gary E. Johnson is on a major offensive against tyranny in defense of liberty. And it's pretty obvious that he is gauging right now of their support, and I think there will be, for him to run for president coming up in the 2012 election. He, of course, was a very popular governor of New Mexico from 95 to 2003. He's the chairman of the policy advocacy organization, Our American Initiative. Mr. Johnson has, again, also been a lot of media speculation as the possible candidate for president in 2012. Here's a Politico headline. It says, ex-governor emerges as next Ron Paul. Another headline, legalize marijuana to stop the drug cartels. Yeah, no kidding. So he literally agrees with Ron Paul on many, many subjects. And he is young and not a bad-looking fella. And so we certainly want to draft him for office. But how do we get you to run for president, or even better yet, to make Ron Paul even stronger? Would you run as a VP with Ron Paul?
Well, Alex, first of all, I feel like I've arrived now that I'm on your show, starting Our America Initiative the 1st of December, which is really to just put a voice to the outrage over the fact that we're bankrupt. But what I am engaged in right now is a 501c4, Our America Initiative. It's an advocacy committee. I'm the honorary chairman, which allows me to raise money, speak out on the issues of the day. I get to be a political activist here. But I can't make any forward statements regarding political office or intentions, or I get sideways with my legal status. So how's that for a cop-out on talking about future political office?
But if Ron Paul contacted you, you'd certainly take the call.
I would definitely take the call. And, you know, I'm a Ron Paul fan. I supported him and endorsed him during the last presidential cycle. And like I say, I just think he's brought about a heightened awareness of a lot of really important issues that face this country.
The fake war on drugs, only empowering the drug cartels, the wars being based on fraud, all the same issues that you've covered. He talked about derivatives back when they started selling them 11 years ago. You've been exposing that. Let's get into the economy first, Gary. I mean, it seems like this nightmare is never going to end. We're clearly in a double-dip recession, going into depression, many economists say, but the Obama administration says that we've been out of recession for 15 months.
Well, you know, I really think that we're on the verge of really implosion in this country, that we are on the verge of financial collapse. And if I could sum up one word to describe present policy, it would be uncertainty. And if there's one word to provide or one goal, it would be to provide certainty. And that certainty would be to right the financial ship, would be to slash spending, looking to reduce taxes across the board, and that financial collapse. On Friday of this week, Portugal comes to market with its debt, and nobody buys it, and that's the jitters that start that end up questioning all government's debt. And
well, Governor, I've got a Wall Street Journal article here saying the Fed is quietly buying U.S. Treasuries now. That's monetization. That's Weimar Republic Germany. That's Zimbabwe Africa.
Well, I think that's been going on ever since for 2 years now. And not only that, as you're well aware, they're buying long-term bonds. It'll be interesting with the audit the Fed bill that Ron Paul sponsored and passed. I am not privy to what the details of that bill are, but it'll be interesting to see just to what extent the Federal Reserve is doing this. Imagine Bernie Madoff being able to print his own money. That's what we got here.
You're up in Fort Worth right now. You just gave a speech, didn't you?
I did. Republican women here in Fort Worth. You know, I'm a Republican, and addressing, in this case, the Republican women's group is what I'm saying resonating. Based on this lunch, you know what? I'm going to continue to stay on the road here for a while.
This is an important question because it'll give us an idea of what you think is most important. What did you talk about in your speech to the Republican women?
Well, really, A through Z, the fact that we are bankrupt, that we've got to slash spending, that spending needs to be cut by 43%. And to do that, you know, you're talking about the biggies, Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security. You're talking about having to reform these, all those areas to see them potentially viable into the future. Medicare being the big one. I mean, $100 trillion in unfunded entitlement liability going down the line. Defense. A believer in strong national defense, but also someone who questions or believes that our national security is not being threatened in either Iraq or Afghanistan. I'd have been on record prior to Iraq. Look, don't we have the military surveillance capability to see them roll out any weapons of mass destruction? If that happened, we could go in. We could have dealt with that as a surgical strike. I thought that our initial military strike into Afghanistan was completely warranted. I thought that was about getting Osama bin Laden, al-Qaeda, but they're not there anymore. So we're building roads, schools, bridges, highways, and hospitals in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we're borrowing 43 cents out of every dollar to do this. We're nation-building worldwide. When don't we have our own nation to build? We're bankrupt. What
what good are we to any country? What good are we to ourselves bankrupt? You know, going down the list, talking about the war on drugs, talking about immigration. Part of the, you know, if we can't connect the dots with regard to border violence right now and prohibition, I don't know if we'll ever be able to connect the dots.
Break that down. Take some time, Governor, because you've been for decades exposing the drug war as a fraud. The more you try to suppress drugs, it drives up the price, and the criminals then move in and make big profits. But if you decriminalize, drug use plummets and the drug gangs disperse because their main business is gone. 28,000 dead in the last few years. Now it's pouring across the border. Arizona's the capital of kidnapping in the United States now. Many border states are going bankrupt. Break that down. If people would have done what you said a decade ago, this problem wouldn't be one-tenth as bad as it is now.
Well, one term that I concept here is, Alex, since 1999, I've advocated legalizing marijuana. Decriminalizing really turns its back on half the problem, or more than half the problem, which is the money involved in drugs, in this case marijuana. And you're right, the 28,000 border deaths. This is about disputes that are being played out with guns rather than in the court. If we can't connect the dots here, I don't know when we can. You talked about Phoenix being the kidnapping capital of the world by a task force that was formed by community leaders in Phoenix. They came to the conclusion that virtually all of the kidnappings were drug cartel related, and about 75% of the drug cartel's activity around the border is estimated to be marijuana related. It's a little counterintuitive.
So if you completely decriminalize, that cuts out all the money. That's why you want to go directly to that.
Legalize, because you have to address the issue with the marketplace. Control it, regulate it, tax it. And, you know, it's on the ballot right now in California this fall to legalize marijuana, control it, regulate it, tax it. And when you talk about legalize, it's never going to be legal to smoke pot, become impaired, do harm to others. Never going to be legal to smoke pot, become impaired, get behind the wheel of a car. It's never going to be legal for kids to smoke pot. That said, legalize it, I think, based on Holland's experience, based on Portugal's experience, that you might see dramatic decrease in drug use as opposed to today, you know, 50% plus of kids graduating from high school have done illegal drugs. Seems to me we ought to be sending a message, do drugs. I don't know how we could be doing many more drugs than what we're currently doing.
Well, the United States uses more drugs per capita than any other country in the world.
You know, I don't know that for a fact, but I think that may be accurate.
Yeah, the Centers for Disease.
What I do know is on a per capita basis, we have the highest incarceration rate of any country in the world. On a per capita basis, highest incarceration rate among developed countries, we have four times the incarceration rate of number two per capita, which is New Zealand. Four times. We were 2.3 million people in this country are imprisoned. Arguably half of those plus are drug related that otherwise would have been tax-paying, law-abiding citizens.
Well, look at alcohol prohibition, Governor. I mean, crime tripled then. That energized the mafia.
Connect the dots. Here we are at a point in history where we're going to connect the dots and really, I think, bring about rational drug policy because, you know, give it the fiscal analysis here. Half of what we spend on law enforcement, half of what we spend on the court, half of what we spend on the prisons is drug-related. And to what end? We're arresting 1.8 million people a year in this country on drug-related crime. Alex, I'm visiting with this guy in Des Moines, Iowa, 3 weeks ago. I want to put a face here to those 1.8 million arrests.
I tell you what, former New Mexico governor, libertarian, conservative Republican, Gary Johnson, stay there, sir. We're pleased and honored to have you for the rest of the hour. We're going to come back after this quick break and continue with this information you're breaking down. Then we're going to get into a host of other issues with the former governor straight ahead.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. Or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're back live. The website is OurAmericaInitiative.com. OurAmericaInitiative.com. We're honored to have former governor of New Mexico, somebody who's really stood up for constitutional principles, on with us. Gary, I want to finish up with the phony drug war, but then I want to get into the future of this country, the political realignment that's happening, pro-establishment, Democrats and Republicans losing the primaries. I mean, all political experts have to admit now this is a major sea change. The people have really woken up to the fact that business as usual is killing this country. But finishing up with the story you were telling about the drug war and how we need decriminalization, not just decriminalization, legalization of marijuana.
Well, I think we have this notion in this country now that we've somehow gotten to a point that we're really not arresting individuals for possession, and that we're really we become compassionate, if you will, and more common sense regarding drug laws. Well, that's just not the case. I met with an individual in Des Moines, Iowa, 3 weeks ago in his mid-30s. This guy was not a criminal, but he had been arrested and charged with possession of 1 gram of marijuana with intent to distribute it to his 17-year-old daughter. He was convicted and sentenced to 25 years in prison, of which he had served about 14 months in prison and had just been released. This is the face of these 1.8 million arrests. This is the face of 30 million Americans that, but for our drug laws, would otherwise be tax-paying citizens. This is 100 million Americans, me being one of them, who have done illegal drugs that, but for our drug laws, would otherwise be tax-paying, law-abiding citizens.
Well, also, when you put a marijuana user in prison, it's a college of crime that then expands this criminal culture. I mean, this is a fact of society, a historical fact that we know.
We have the highest incarceration rate per capita of any country in the world, and that includes Third World, Cuba, Zimbabwe.
And I've got on screen right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, not just listeners, the drug use per capita worldwide. The U.S. is number one in cocaine, after New Zealand's number two, Netherlands number three, France number four, Germany, Spain, Israel, Colombia, Belgium, South Africa, Mexico, Italy, Ukraine, Lebanon, Nigeria, Japan, on and on and on. So we have some of the most draconian drug laws, but we're the number one drug users. There it is.
And if you look at Portugal, which decriminalized all drug use 10 years ago, statistically, they are showing a 50% reduction in heroin use. So what are the things we really care about? Well, the things we really care about are being ill-served with current drug policy.
Shifting gears into what I was alluding to earlier, almost every Republican incumbent who's seen as establishment is losing in primaries. Same thing with the Democrats. The Democrats that are for government-run health care are losing in primaries. Those that are against are the few that are, keeping their nomination or winning the primary. Do you agree with me that this is a major political realignment? And if so, what's your view of it?
First of all, I completely agree. I think that the sentiment right now nationwide is if you're in office, you belong out of office. And I think that's a great phenomenon. I think Republicans are going to pick up as a result of this phenomenon simply because they're the minority party. But if the Republicans don't get the religion of the checkbook back, I don't see them hanging around either. Let's not forget Republicans had control of Congress and the presidency. And what did we get? We got prescription drug care benefits. That's why I'm a Republican.
And we got the government ballooning in size. We got the Patriot Act being used on citizens.
It goes on and on and on. People are outraged. I hope that the new crop of elected officials carry out with what they say they're going to do. If they don't, I hope they all get voted out next cycle, and we'll just continue this for however long it takes. And that might not be long enough to stem off what may be a worldwide financial collapse as a result of where we've put ourselves.
You opened up the interview with that. We've got a long segment coming up, Governor. When we come back, I want you to really spend some time on your view on this impending collapse and the fact that gold's up to 1,300 or right at 1,300 today. And I mean, that's really a canary in the coal mine, as they say, that we are going into a collapse. And then I want to get into a host of other issue by issue, see where you stand and where your new organization you've launched this year is going and what you hope to accomplish. It's OurAmericaInitiative.com. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare. To get Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the InfoWar. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1 year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going back to former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson here in just a moment. Here are some of the news headlines at GCNLive.com. Forget $1,300 gold. Some analysts are saying it's going to go to $11,000 on dollar collapse. Here's another GCNLive.com report. Will Obama force America to absorb a terror attack to save his presidency? He's got all these advisors saying that's what they need so he can get his agenda through. That's even in the Financial Times of London. Also, we have a video clip up there. CNN declares the Constitution racist. They say if you want any state's rights, you're a racist. It's, you don't want government-run health care, you're a racist. Amazing. Absolutely amazing information up at GCNLive.com, also InfoWars.com. But going back to Gary Johnson, speaking of collapse, why do you think we're headed towards a collapse? Where do you currently see us economically? And I don't think we have time to have two or three more election cycles, you know, to vote the Republicans back in and find out who's bought off and get rid of them. And then, you know, then the establishment will use some crisis or new war as a diversion. So where do you really see us going? And why do you think we're in a serious danger of a collapse, Governor?
Well, the serious danger of collapse is going to be completely unpredictable. But the unpredictable part, I pointed out an example of whereby one government brings its debt to market and it's not purchased. And then it brings into question all government debt. On the optimistic side of all this, the way that it needs to get addressed immediately, there's really no tomorrow. Immediately, though, there needs to we need to embark on slash spending. In our case, 43% reduction in federal spending just to bring revenues in line with expenditures. If you look at the fifth biggest expenditure we have behind Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, and defense, we have interest on the debt, which if interest rates rise a couple hundred basis points, we're looking at doubling that expenditure, which I think is also inevitable at some point in the future. We do have the Federal Reserve that's buying up our own debt, and we have the Federal Reserve that's buying up a long-term bond to provide liquidity. This is a Ponzi scheme whereby the perpetrator is printing money. It's the worst of all worlds. Optimistically, we address the problem, we move forward, we right the financial ship, and we get back to what this country has always been about and what's so important, that what we've all died for, and I speak of all those that have died in this country in war, is liberty and freedom and the personal responsibility that goes along with that.
What's the time frame from your research and the advisors that you talk to? I mean, how long do we have till we're in a terminal implosion?
You know, from everything that I understand, this is really going to be not unpredictable. It's not predictable. It's something that's out there. If the problems aren't addressed, so back to addressing the problem, you know, a real willingness to slash spending, a real willingness to reduce taxes, growing the economy, markets are going to react favorably to that. Just understand that what's happening right now is just the opposite. Spending is out of control, and taxes are going up across the board.
Well, Governor, that was my next point. Bush doubled or tripled the size of government, depending on how you look at it. Obama's now spent more than all presidents before him, back to George Washington combined. He's accelerating everything we know will destroy the economy. They know that JFK slashed taxes, revenue expanded. Reagan did it, revenue expanded. Government knows when they raise taxes, it stalls the economy, less revenue comes in. So why are they doing that? I mean, getting rid of Larry Summers, Mr. Derivative, and replacing him with some other Wall Street shark, isn't that just rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic?
I don't think you could have said it better, Alex. I wouldn't have anything to add to that.
So they're just accelerating it. So, I mean, I guess we're doomed unless we get these people out of there.
I think, and on the optimistic side, in my lifetime, I don't think there has ever been the awareness that exists among people in this country regarding what needs to take place. It's just amazing to me that we're moving in the opposite direction of what I think is a collective notion of what does need to take place.
Well, you just said it, sir.
Which is this notion of slash spending, right to financial ship, lower taxes as a way to grow the economy.
Now, in your state, that is, you know, has a lot of Democrats in it, and can go both ways, Governor. You were very popular, and a lot of the liberals liked you. I mean, that's why I think Politico, to read the quote here, ex-governor emerges as next Ron Paul. Former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson is a teetotaling triathlete who looks the part of the laid-back Mountain West politician. But don't let the jeans and black turtleneck he's sporting on his new website fool you. Johnson is starting to sound like a mad as Hades populist with an eye cast to 2012 and the burning fury aimed at Washington. I mean, but you're not casting yourself as that. You've always been talking like this. So I love how Politico tries to spin that.
My experience in New Mexico is 2-1 Democrat. One of the things that I got known for nationally was, Alex, I vetoed 750 bills while I was governor of New Mexico. I had thousands of line item vetoes. Only two of those vetoes were overridden. So it ended up that I was able to prevent billions of dollars worth of new spending. I was able to prevent government that favored a few well-connected individuals, groups, corporations, as opposed to government that's supposed to work for everybody. I think by having said no that many times in a state that was 2-1 Democrat, I think what that speaks to is that citizens, regardless of political party, recognize good stewardship of tax dollars. And I'm believing that that's exactly what I provided.
Now, specifically, your organization, OurAmericanInitiative.com, it's gaining a lot of steam, and you basically just state these constitutional principles, and that's what you're promoting with your organization.
Exactly. Again, 501c4 political advocacy committee. I'm the honorary chairman, which allows me to be talk out on the issues of the day, to be a political activist without talking about running for office of any kind.
So is the New York Times, the Politico, and the rest of them, are they wrong when they surmise that this organization is the zenith or the genesis, the launching pad for a presidential run? I hate to go back to that, but, I mean, a lot of people hope you do run for president.
Well, people are drawing conjecture. Again, Alex, I just don't want to get sideways with my legal status, which is that I'm an advocate. I'm the honorary chairman of an advocacy committee. I just can't make any statement regarding running for office.
I understand. But you know a lot of folks want you to run.
That's part of this, and I realize that you can draw your own conjecture from it. But I'm, like I say, I'm not talking about that.
When will you start to make decisions on that front?
Well, talking about the issues, and is what I'm saying resonating? And I got to tell you, I live in Taos, New Mexico. Skiing is my passion, and I kind of been looking for my exit visa since I started this. Meaning, tell me that what I'm saying is irrelevant, and I haven't found my ticket back.
Now, let me get your view on how you see the establishment trying to block this constitutional populist awakening. They call anybody that doesn't want to have carbon taxes or open borders or government-run health care a racist. That isn't working. People see right through that kind of limousine liberal divide and conquer. But I do see the ace in the hole being the 20 to 30 million illegal aliens who they're trying to legalize, trying to make Democratic voters. And you've got Obama's aunt, I don't know if you've seen the TV interview from 2 days ago, you're on the road, saying, yeah, I'm an illegal alien, and I'm owed the 3 welfare checks I get, and America owes us this. I mean, so I basically, you've got 50-plus percent of people either on the government dole or government contracts. So even if we wake up to all of this, what do we do about everybody who's dependent on government and the giant armies of illegal aliens that have been turned into a political weapon, who are so angry at this country, they demand that school children not wear American flag T-shirts in San Francisco?
Well, there needs to be immigration reform, and I'd like to think that as a border governor, I really do understand these issues. And, there were a couple of other border governors that I think really understood immigration and what needed to take place. One of them was Ronald Reagan. The other one was George Bush. I think George Bush was right on when it came to immigration. And pointing out something that I think is really important, Alex, is that all the talk about George Bush talking about amnesty, what I talk about is a grace period for the illegals that are here currently, all I'm talking about is a work visa, not citizenship. Citizenship is complete, and this was George Bush, too. Amnesty was not citizenship, never has.
But here's the problem. Every time we actually got the bill, it was amnesty, not the guest worker visa.
and I'm not aware of that. I'll take your word for that. If that was the case, then to me, it should have died. In my opinion, citizenship needs to be completely disconnected. And back to citizenship, that needs to be part of immigration reform. Part of immigration reform needs to be, look, this needs to be about work, not welfare. And that's, and then let's look at ourselves. Are immigrants taking jobs that Americans want or need? No way, because Americans can sit at home and collect welfare and not go and get entry-level jobs, because staying at home gives them almost as much money as going out and actually having to work. That's something that we now need to fix within our own. We need to look within for that, and that needs to be remedied.
Well, Governor, I agree with you that if we slash welfare and this culture of dependency, then we could have higher levels of immigration. But it's not just the citizens getting on welfare, as you know. Let me play a short clip out of Boston 2 days ago, and they admit she's an illegal alien, everything, but she wants it all free. She wants it now. Here it is.
Yangle lives in South Boston in public housing. She's unemployed. She collects disability, and insisting her nephew never pulled any strings for her. Recently, she sat down for an exclusive interview with Jonathan Elias. And Jonathan, she's not making any apologies.
Jack, she makes none. In fact, she's very fiery. The mention of her name makes many in Boston angry. Angry because she is living off of a system that she's never paid into. Angry because she is from a family that is now very wealthy, yet she remains a burden to Massachusetts taxpayers.
If I come as an immigrant, you have the obligation to make me a citizen.
This is President Obama's aunt,
okay,
a woman
that's
many
enough.
Say is the poster child of our broke.
She goes on to admit she's illegal, but she says we have to pay for everything for her. And, you know, Gary, my taxes are going up. My bills are going up. You know, I may have to lay some people off around here, but so she can sit there on her fat butt.
Well, and that's what needs to be reformed, Alex. That is a problem, and that needs to be addressed. Let me just point out that this country's always been about immigration, legal immigration, legal immigration. Good thing. Let me just point out that we are educating Indian engineers, for example, in this country. We're educating them. They would love to stay in this country, and I'm not talking about now citizenship. I'm just talking about they'd love to stay in this country and work, but because of government rules, we're sending back literally hundreds of Indian engineers that are starting up companies in India that could have been started here. So this has always been about a country of immigrants. This has always been a country about always being at the cutting edge of technology, of science, of entrepreneurship, but we're exporting that by choice. So there's the other side also of opportunities that the government is letting go of.
No, I agree with you, and it's the welfare equation that wasn't here 100 years ago when so many were coming from all over the world. That's the problem. Now, shifting gears into another subject with you, you probably heard about the MIAC and Homeland Security reports where we learn that almost all of the anti-terror training and funding is really focused on the American people. Second Amendment groups, anti-war groups, Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, Bob Barr. We were sent that by law enforcement. There's now a big scandal in Pittsburgh and surrounding areas where it turns out that an Israeli company and others were being given hundreds of thousands of dollars to spy and to literally list mainline Tea Party groups and Second Amendment groups as potential terrorists. And now the head of the state's Homeland Security is literally hiding out for 2 weeks. I mean, that is really creepy. What's your view on how this whole apparatus of the military-industrial complex is more and more being focused on the American people? Naked body scanners at the airports, all of that. What's your view on that, Governor?
Well, it's just an overriding notion that the government is overstepping its bounds. I don't feel any safer. I feel it's one of the great indignities that we subject ourselves to now is to go through airport security again with the fact that it's just not any safer. So our civil liberties continue. continue to be eroded. I think it started with the war on drugs, and now in the name of terror, we're giving up more and more of what we should be fighting for.
Absolutely, but every time I hear other Republicans, they just say we need more Homeland Security, we need more, more, more. Meanwhile, quietly, it's really set up for the American people to politically suppress us.
I think that that what you're saying right there, along with our foreign policy, that I don't think any question has us in a position of creating more enemies than friends. And it's just opposite things happening that should be occurring.
Final segment with Governor Gary E. Johnson. Straight ahead on the other side. The website is ouramericainitiative.com. I'm Alex Jones with prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. A few final key questions on the other side.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit.
Don't forget our internet search term for the day. We want to make it number one. Save His Presidency. And when you search those three words, save His Presidency, it will lead the people that see it as the number one search term, by you searching it, to will Obama force America to absorb a terror attack to save his presidency? because that's what they're talking about. Robert Shapiro told the Financial Times of London, the bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in Obama's leadership, said Shapiro. He has to find some way of, between now and November, of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence, and short of 9/11 event or Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he could do that. What does that sound like to you, Governor? Pretty creepy.
Pretty creepy. That's the word.
Boy, we sure know how they could use crises, and they sure want that new Iran war. I hope that doesn't happen. In 60 seconds, what's your view on Iran?
Similar to Iraq. We need to be vigilant to them rolling out any weapons of mass destruction. To my knowledge, that's a long ways off. And let's not forget Israel and the fact that Israel is a huge deterrent in the area with kind of a well-kept secret that they've got 300 nuclear warheads in Israel. So that would summarize it, I think.
Lastly, we were talking during the break. You said education was important. They're now admitting that most people getting degrees can't even get a job, and they're calling it the education bubble. What's your view on higher education in this country?
Well, regarding education in this country, someone asked me the other day, certainly, Governor, you're talking about reducing government expenditures by 43%. You can't be talking about education. And I said, well, actually, when it comes to education, I would propose the federal government that 100% of that be eliminated. And when you talk about the Federal Department of Education, which was established in 1979, it gives about 11 cents out of every dollar that every state spends in education. But it comes with 16 cents worth of strings attached. So it's really a negative to take federal money when it comes to education. Return education to the state. 50 laboratories of innovation constitutionally, the way that this country was set up, 50 states genuinely embarked on a process of best practice. Education advances, does better by simply getting it out of the federal government completely. Why do somehow we believe that the federal government can dictate to the states how best to implement?
Well, that's like Texas, $4.6 billion in stimulus money, and for every job around $30,000 a year, it costs $97,000 per job. I mean, that is incredible. For every government job that's created, well, that costs two private sector jobs. This is killing us.
This is killing us. This is, create confidence in the economy. Confidence in the economy. People's 401k markets rise. Markets go up. People get confident. They buy things. When people buy things, businesses add employees for the added demand of their goods and services.
But it doesn't let select corporations that are buddies with the government create vertical integrated oligopoly, so they don't like it. Former New Mexico Governor Gary E. Johnson, the website is The American Initiative. In fact, give out that full URL. It's ouramericaninitiative.com, correct?
OurAmericaInitiative.com. I'd love for those listening to get online. Tell me what they think. Alex, great being on. Thank you.
You bet. Talk to you again soon, Gov. Good to have you on. We're out of time. Don't forget the search term. Let's make it number one. Save his presidency. Search it right now. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.